I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, Illinois has issued its first fracking permit. And an update on the cleanup at the old Pillsbury site in Springfield, I'm joined by Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with the Pillsbury cleanup, and apparently things there were worse than first thought.
You know, this is one we've talked about off and on, Sean, since the cleanup began in February there, the former mill on the north side of Springfield. They were expecting to find a lot of asbestos, and indeed they did. There were a lot of other contaminants there, and indeed they found waste oil, PCBs, and other chemicals on site. The consequence of that is it's going to take a little longer to clean up and be a little more expensive, probably about another month. It'll take it into October, and at about $1.6 million.
And Tim, do we know what could happen with that property once that cleanup is done? Could it be sold? Does somebody else take it over and do something with it?
Well, technically, it goes back to the current owners who, as you know, are the focus of two court cases, one in state court, and the other one is a federal criminal case against one of the co-owners. He's scheduled to plead guilty in that one in October for illegal asbestos removal. So the short answer is there's not much going to happen to that property anytime soon. Certainly the court cases have to be resolved. And another indication of that is last week there was a tax sale of properties that are put up for auction for back taxes. 12 of those were at the Pillsbury site, but they had to pull those because of the contamination. So there's really not a lot of high expectations, at least for the foreseeable future on that site.
We mentioned the first fracking permit has been granted in the state of Illinois. More on that for us. This is happening in southern Illinois?
It is. There's a company out of Wichita, Kansas, Woolsey Companies Incorporated, and they are an energy development firm. They applied back earlier this summer for the first fracking permit in Illinois since the law was enacted in 2013. So it's been a little more than 4 years since anyone even applied. Well, that permit was just approved by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. So that clears the way for them to drill a well that would be near Enfield in White County. That's down in southeast Illinois. And the company executives are telling us they hope to have oil and gas flowing from that well, certainly by early next year, perhaps as early as by the end of 2017.
Tim, there's also a new law regarding food allergies and restaurants, how they need to comply with this. Tell us more about that.
You know, there's been a lot of publicity about this in the last few years, especially among children. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta reporting the incidence of food allergies among children has been on the increase. A law that has already taken effect will require restaurants in Illinois, or any food service for that matter, commercial food preparation, as of July 1, 2018, they must have someone on staff during business hours trained in food allergen safety, and that would include things like food preparation and how to avoid cross-contamination. Now, they will have 6 months to get ready for this law to take effect starting January 1. And what the Illinois Restaurant Association is recommending is that they have at least three people certified so that someone can be there on premises during all business hours.
And finally this week, Tim, there's an effort to get college students in Springfield to the downtown area.
That's been a goal of downtown redevelopment for years, is trying to make this connection between University of Illinois Springfield campus and Lincoln Land Community College campus there on the south side of the city, and how to get those students into the historic retail district downtown. They announced last week through Downtown Springfield Incorporated that they will begin offering discounts to students, in some cases 10%. Or it may be a buy one, get one free type of offer at restaurants and other retail shops. And all students have to do is show a current ID. Now, they're going to try this out for a while. 11 businesses have signed up initially, and they're hoping, depending on the response, they'll get some others to go along.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. You can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.